Hey, y'all, welcome to another G30 podcast on the infamous El Tráfico week. I am Count, and I'm here with Mike and Chris, a new configuration. Timmy is traveling, I'm traveling, but can log in, and we haven't ever done this, the three of us, so this is cool and new, and this should be good. I have to start the podcast with a very important question, though. Chris, how late did you stay at the DJ party at the game the other day?
To the end, and I regret it because it started raining bad afterwards.
How long did it go?
Usually, what time was it? I don't remember. Like around 11:30. We were still there.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Like 2 hours.
Dang, that
food. Yeah, I was still dancing.
That food was out past his bedtime, huh?
Mike, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing all right, man. I'm getting good sleep, getting good rest, just doing what I need to do and getting charged up for this El Tráfico week. I don't think Chris can say the same because that fool has been out past his bedtime partying and whooping it up with the Galaxy Elites. So
he has.
We'll have to see, Chris, what's going on.
Chris, how comfortable are you with sharing who you saw on Saturday with at the game?
Sorry, go ahead.
How comfortable are you with sharing who you were with at the game on Saturday? Can you talk about it?
No. It's top secret. No. No, we hanged out. One of my coworkers, he came out to the game with me. I hooked him up with a pair of tickets. And little did I know that his girlfriend is cousins. I believe it's right if I get it right. And her cousin is best friends with Big Will Kuntz. Yeah. So when they told me that, I thought they were lying, blah, blah, blah. But then they told me, hey, come over here, man. Let's grab some drinks. The general manager's coming. And they threw some random name when they text me. And I was like, no, you guys are fucking lying. And then I was like, met up with them. And like 5 minutes later, boom, Will Kuntz comes by, had a good chat with us. I was like, no way. Like, it was fun, man.
He's a man of the people, dude.
Yeah, dude, man. He came out, you know. Everybody rushed him trying to take pictures and all of that. But it was cool, man.
Good.
It seems like he's a very accessible person to reach. You know, I feel like we're finally past the robot era of Klein and him being like it's like that South Park episode where Roger Goodell's a robot.
Yeah.
And you know, he sort of like wigs out. So it's good that he's out with the people.
Yeah, he was cool, man. Yeah, had a little like a 30-second chat with him. Pretty cool, you know. Same thing he told me last time that, you know, they're still making moves. And from what we just saw this week, they're still making moves. So definitely cool guy, man. Really, really awesome.
Yeah, I think we can kind of talk about that. Kind of talk about Seattle being a little bit quiet. I apologize if it's annoying to people listening, but I'm trying not to wake up the baby. But we beat Seattle handily, dude. They scored. The water was a mess. The field was a mess. Everybody has seen that already this week. And We did an ugly Bruce Arena type win, you know, and we haven't seen that consistently in a long time. And it was good, but Martin went down. And it seems like he's okay. I saw today that they did an MRI and they're just being careful with him. But it wasn't 2 days and already we're linked to this center back, man. He's 22 or something, 23 from South America. Do you guys think that they have these conversations going in case this stuff happens? Or do you think they went out and like got somebody really quickly, or this is somebody they were watching for a while? What do you think?
I want to say that with the direction we are heading in, that everything we are doing and how transparent Kuntz has been, I don't think any of this is a knee-jerk reaction, as opposed to the Klein era where it was like, fuck, someone goes down, we need a plug and play, we need a flyer. No, I think this administration has been taking steps to ensure the fact that we can go ahead and have people on call, you know. So to be like, hey, maybe we got in touch with this guy, being like, hey, man, just in case one of the old dudes go down, you're next up. And I'd like to believe that all this has been premeditated for sure, especially with the ease in which we're getting things done. Like, I feel like this move would take so much longer if it was still Klein. And Chris touched upon that as well. So I'm curious to see what Chris has to say about that.
No, I mean, Nelson's been around. I've had these conversations with him a few times. I've asked him, like, what's next? What's next? And he always seems to say that, hey, you know, we're still working. We're still looking. And At first, it's just, yeah, I'll talk. We're just looking. Look at this move. It seems like, all right, we're not gonna rush. We're not gonna, crazy buy or loan somebody. He had somebody in mind. Looks like the guy, he seems to be good. 6'1". He seems really fast. You know what I mean? So we're not just getting just anybody. And this also proves that they don't believe in Zabaleta because they're gonna go get someone
It's so bad.
else.
They'll have to play him this. If you're Zabaleta, though, you're making what, like 80K or something. You're just there. You're along for the ride. But even
Traveling
still,
the
that,
US,
yeah, even still, they're like, nah, that's crazy. All
But
right.
yeah, but
Well,
it's cool. It's cool. It's a good move, I think. Help us back there a little bit.
yeah, I think it's good. And I think it's, there's two or three guys up now when things come up off the bench. And it's good. The only other thing I wanted to talk to you about the game, and I talked to Charlie and Chris about this on Saturday a little bit, was Peck, right? It seems to be that the and we talked a little bit about this last time, so I don't want to rehash it too much, but kind of a confirmation, I feel like he's raw, and I feel like he needs a little bit more weight, a little bit more strength. Obviously, he got the goal. We're happy to see his stats from the game. They were very good. But something to the eye test to me, I'm like, oh, I'm still a little bit unsure about him. Chris, what do you think
I
from that
mean,
perspective?
yeah, he does seem, I don't want to say fragile, I guess would be the right word, right? But he is running back.
It's true.
That mindset to I need to get back and help defend and recuperate the ball. I mean, if you put the work in, you know what I mean? It's beginning of the season still. I would say, I mean, we're not even close to midway, so if he works hard, dude, that's all we need. And get the experience and keep on playing. I did say that, this league is fast and physical, so let's see how he adapts with that,
Yeah. Mike, do you have any thoughts on Peck?
Man, I mean, I think the cameos in which we've seen him have been very abbreviated, but I mean, I think we're all under the assumption that, for the price tag that he commands, is that we sort of expect for him to make an immediate impact. But I mean, there's no red flags that I've seen so far. His work rate's there. The only thing, and you touched upon it as well, it's like, hey, maybe he could use a few more pounds, put on a little bit of weight, appear himself to be a little bit more stronger. But other than that, man, I mean, I'm nothing but content with what we've seen so far, and I mean, he got us the goal in that result. So it's like,
Yeah.
once again, we tally back to the Dejan thing, where it's like these results, right, are what championship caliber teams do, and I'm not threading the needle and saying we're championship caliber, but
Not yet.
championship teams win those types of games, right? We
Yeah.
win the ugly games, and it's sort of it's reminiscent of Bruce, right? It's like we go out and we just get a result. Don't care who scores, don't care
Yeah.
how you play, just see it out for the 90 and walk out with three. So
That's what's crazy for me, man. Like I went to that game and I was like, yeah, we'll win. And I can't remember like the last time I was so caught, like just walking into the game, like, oh, I'm happy to see we're kind of regaining that swagger a little bit. And we're one of three unbeaten teams in the league, the only unbeaten team in the West. We shall see what happens there as we start to look ahead to everyone's favorite game, El Tráfico. Nah, Chris is shaking his, Chris is shaking his head a little bit. I know you've been quiet on the Twitter fingers this week, Chris, and I have been a little bit more active than I usually am, which I'm not proud of myself for.
Shame, shame.
I just couldn't help it this week. The banter has been spicy. What do you think, Chris?
Okay, let me start off. If you're gonna talk shit, make sure you have yourself covered, okay? I'm not gonna name names. I'm not gonna say if it's a he or a she. But you went out there talking about buying other teams' gear, and this person got blasted wearing another team's gear. Like, yo, easy with the talking if you're gonna be, open for attack. Like,
There are receipts out there.
oh my God, it's and the I it I don't have the time or the patience to do that anymore, to go down somebody's rabbit hole and find something. But people on Twitter have the time. Trust me. Today, this week, there's been a few that have been funny, but look, I will say, and I will be fair, just like this side of town, it has its, had its bangers and talking shit really good. They have also caught some of you guys really good. know,
That's true.
so yeah, I'm not, this is, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, Galaxy Twitter's on fire. I'm like, there's been some stuff that they said. I'm like, damn, like,
That's,
yeah,
yeah.
you guys got good.
Agree.
So yeah, but other than that, the game, I don't like talking much about it. You guys know how I stand, man. I hate talking about it this week. You know, it feels like this game revolves around people's lives, you know, throughout the year. And yeah, it's a derby, it's a cross-town rivalry. But I want to say this probably is one of the first times that I could going in there that say, yeah, we'll win. We'll win.
Yeah.
A few of my friends that are LAFC fans, and I do say I have LAFC friends because I'm not gonna ignore people because they cheer for LAFC. You know, they've hit me up and they're like, dude, we're down bad, man. We're down bad, they've told me. And then they said it's and they one of the guy he told me, it seems like we switched heads. And I'm like, oh, really? What could that have been? He's like, we're signing all these old players, you know, and all these guys like expensive, and you guys are getting these young unknown. I'm like, huh, I wonder who that was.
It matters. It matters.
Oh
It
yeah,
matters.
so it's a good it's fun, you know, whatever. Like I said, I stay off the socials with this because it annoys me a bit, but it's been funny.
Mike, you see anything out there this week
Fuck,
worth
you know what,
watching?
dude? Big Bad Carson. I fucking love it. I fucking love it. I love that we can champion the whole Big Bad Carson thing. I saw a tweet not too long ago. I've sort of been off Twitter or a little bit off Galaxy Twitter as of late. But I saw under Will Koontz, I want to say it was his birthday not too long ago,
Like
and
yesterday or 2 days ago.
yeah, and I saw a tweet in the comments saying, "I love how you guys celebrate LAFC alumni." And there's the impending salt. There is the salt there. I mean, obviously, like Chris had just mentioned, you know, you do sort of flop heads. They're signing more older players. We're sort of taking the Will Koontz right the route, and you know, there are apparent differences now between our scouting personnel. So yeah, if that's LAFC alumni, I'm great because he just graduated and he's over playing in grad school, baby. We can see him out for this next part of his career. So thank you, LAFC, because it's working.
I do want to point out what he's always said, and you guys can agree. He worked with the Yankees. When he came to the MLS, his goal was to work with the Yankees of Major League Soccer, and that was the Galaxy. So sure, you guys were a stepping stone. Kiss my ass. He's not with us.
Yeah. No.
It's
Also,
oh yeah, go ahead.
oh no, I'm just gonna say, you know, the Yankees, it's an organization, man, where you have to win, but they don't do a whole lot of winning these days. So I'm glad that he's getting his fair share of winning over here at the Galaxy thus far, or this
Yeah,
season.
it's been good. And I think Mouadou or one of these guys, right? Or maybe it was Bradley Wright Phillips, like one of the talking heads. Sasha Kleshin, by the way, shout out. He was like, Galaxy, you're doing great.
Bitch ass fool.
Chris
Dude,
Ching is
fuck that guy. Fuck that
mustache man number two.
guy. Yeah,
So
fuck him.
somebody said it was significant, worth noting, that this is the first time the Galaxy are coming in, not the underdog, right? What does that do to the game? You know, like we're always like, the game comes to us in that situation. We kind of do what we need to do. But I think the game plan is different this time around. Or maybe that's the question. Is the game plan different this time around? Mike, what do you think?
I mean, it's a complete different ideology than in the way that we are conducting these games. There are moments where I do feel like the underdog. There are moments this season where we felt like the underdogs at time. And I feel like it's going to take a very long time for us to really rework the way that we approach these matches, as it is nice now that we've been winning as of late. But the instances against Nashville, the instance to get Miami. Am I?
You're back.
Hold
You're
on.
good. You're good.
Okay, sorry about that. But the instance against Nashville and the instance against Miami, I mean, like there have been St. Louis as well. There are moments where we do see flashes of our past few years where we do regress slightly, but it is nice to see that we have finally picked up traction and steam, and the way we are playing is finally reflective of that on the table. So I feel more than confident to go into the Stank and go get those 3 points. I mean, I feel like this is it. It could be our most important fixture so far this year because it's a statement. It's a statement match. So if we can make a statement against LAFC, then we can really start to throw ourselves in not to the championship conversation, but for deep playoff run conversation.
Yeah, I think that's true for both teams. It's a statement. It would be a statement on either side, right? Statement that they say if they beat us, we're not crap. We just beat the first place team. Statement for us that we're legit and we're here. So it's gonna be heated. Chris, what do you think about the mentality going in?
Today's interviews with Fagundes saying that, the pressure's on us, first place, undefeated, it's on the line. It'll be a big bragging right for them if they take that away from us, first place and are undefeated. So that'll be for sure. Also, we, like you said, we're not underdogs. I do want to point out that in the last games that, I mean, the whole time we've played and we've always been underdogs, but these games are random. They're random, they've come into this game being first place, undefeated, hot shit and everything, and we've taken them out. So, standings, predictions don't mean shit on this game. You know what I mean? So if we could just come out there, play our game, and everything, I think we could, come out with a big win. It'll be a good one to come out with a big win. I don't think we've beat them there yet, right?
We've won. I think we won during the pandemic, and
Well,
maybe,
we beat, I think it was an open cup we played them in, but that was, yeah, I don't think we've beaten the MLS game. But I do think, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough one. Of course, I want us to go in there and smack them. But I will say this, that this has been on my mind all week. If we win this one, if you look at it already, we already beat San Jose, we already beat Seattle, and we'll be taking care of LFC. So we'll be Kings of Cali. So,
Yeah, it's a
I
big
mean,
one.
Seattle doesn't count, but it's like the West Coast. I mean, so it's, yeah, sorry. But yeah, we'll be Kings of Cali in the West Side. So,
Yeah, it'll be a big one. And it's exciting. I think this is an exciting one. I think it's positive. And there's just a kind of a lot of like the standings don't matter so much this game, but there's a lot of like other mentality stuff that matters this time around, which makes it feel different. Yeah.
I think it's us trying to build a brand of football. It's what these next few fixtures, and especially going into the middle part of the season, it's about how we can establish ourselves building a new brand of football and the way we conduct ourselves on the field. And I mean, especially it like you said, it tails back to the mentality thing. It's like, are we going to cement ourselves as a team that cannot be counted out? Or do we want to finally take charge and finally sort of flip the narrative of us being the comeback kids or us actually going out and stepping on throats and getting
Yeah.
results?
I
So I'm
know
saying,
it's Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
oh no, it's go ahead. You're good.
I it doesn't. We say it when everybody else wins and wins it, right? But the supporter shield. I think I'm being honest. I think to me, as much as it kind of doesn't matter because it's the trophy that we're focusing on in the league really right now. The unbalanced schedule and all that makes it complicated, right? But I think for our club, it would mean a lot if we were in that race, right? Like coming from the bottom, like we've been to do that. And that's the wildest part to me. Like I never click over into the supporter shield
The
standing, right? Like
tab, yeah.
when I'm looking at, I clicked over there today, and it's crazy to see us there. And that's sad on one hand because that used to be the norm, right? But exciting on the other because we are getting those points that we would normally drop, and I think that's gonna add up a lot in the end. And it's exciting. It's notable that they're coming off of a pretty bad loss. They had a red card to one of their young game changers who kicked the ball away, stupid. Second yellow. And Colorado, I know it's hard to play at and all of that, but like Lloris didn't look good. I don't know if
Lloris,
you guys
oh,
saw
that
that.
free kick.
Oof.
Ugh.
I know Mihailović, just like I don't know, he just stared at it, right?
Hey man, you can take the man out of Spurs, but you can't take Spurs out of the man.
I saw that a lot. They were like,
Yeah.
this is why Spurs fans aren't crying that he's gone.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But it's weird, Stephen Fry, Seattle, that weird our goal that we got on Saturday, right? It was like a weird skip. There's weird stuff going on right now, and there's juju around the team, that
There's
is going to make this
aura.
group.
There's
Yeah,
aura
there's
around the
aura.
team. There's a whole lot
Yeah.
of aura.
So I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. What are your predictions, Mike? Let me write these. I gotta tally this up. Timmy's winning, but I'll
No,
tally
we're
these up for
tied.
next time.
We're
Oh, you're
tied.
tied?
We're
Okay,
it's
Chris.
been two, so it's 1-1. Timmy, no, we're tied. I will verify.
I think this week we go in and we beat LAFC 2-1. The
Okay.
scores is I'm going to say Haint Seal establishes himself as the LAFC killer and grabs
Oh, the
himself
new
a
killer.
brace. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, two. Okay.
Two for Paint Seal.
Interesting. All right. He's been hitting the post so much, man. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
no, he's bound to get one or two.
Chris, what do you think?
I'll say I'm confident that we'll for sure get the W, I think. I think that there's a like you said, there's a weird dynamic, and I think the wild card we have is our wingers, is our wingers, because before last year they would shut down Ricky and we'll be done, there will be nothing. But now it's like they're taking off the pressure off of him, especially when Brugman comes in and the team moves around. There'll be a lot of space, But I do say as much space as we might get attacking, they're gonna get the same as well. So let's not count that out. So before I give my prediction, though, I do want to say last week's game, and I'm this is a shout out for Timmy. Did we miss Dejan starting the game to be able to score more goals?
That's
Or did we
true.
not? Because we were not that strong attacking in that final third without him. And I know, I mean,
Fair.
I expected nothing from Matthew, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying,
Yeah, you know, it raises the question.
Yep, so
Barry's a big body, but he ain't it, so
yeah,
it's
so
weird.
but yeah, I'll say 3-2. We win.
Three, two.
I'm not gonna say who scored, but I just we do go, we take it 3-2, we'll be back and forth, back and forth. We'll get that last one probably in the 70th minute and we'll hold back till the end.
Yep. I'm gonna go. I don't know. I'm gonna go 2-1 as well.
2-1.
And
Yeah.
I'll say Dayon gets one, and probably Payton, or I would say Ricky.
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 I
And we're
get
waiting on
Timmy's
what?
text. I got it.
Oh, what does he say?
4-1,
Ooh-wee.
Galaxy, Dejan, Puig, Peck, and Painstill. Everybody's scoring.
I wanted to say 3-0, but I'm trying to keep it respectable. And they don't have Vela too. That's a notable absence, and like there's no real like general on that team right now,
Boanga, I mean, he's been scoring, but he's not the same. He's not the MVP caliber he's had last year. That midfield trio,
It's not
we'll run
good.
that through. Atuesta can lick it. Lille, is it Lille or Lille? Because it's Lille. It's Lille, not Lille.
Oh no, it's Ilya.
Ilie, right? I don't
Ilya,
know.
yeah.
That guy can suck it too. All of them can suck it. Yeah, they're I think we'll run them over.
All right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. We're at about our time, boys. I think it's cut and dry this
Wow.
week. It's quick. It was good. Good flow, good vibes today. Let's end on a strong note. Mike, you have any final thoughts about anything, about life?
Man City's boy is now Chelsea's man. I love Cole
Oh,
Palmer.
hey, this is
Hey,
a Galaxy podcast, bro. Keep
yeah,
it, keep it, keep it civil.
we
Keep
can
it
keep it
civil, all
civil.
right? Don't make me come. You're here in town, bro. Don't make me come over.
Hey man, interesting game today between the Chelsea and United, but
Yeah, it was called the circus. That's what the hell it was
yeah,
called
no, I
today.
mean Mason Mount was
Yep.
ball watching real nice today. Anyways,
Ooh,
I'm gonna, you know, we're gonna leave it at that. Up the Chelsea, go G's. And yeah, that's about it for me this week.
Chris, I know you don't get into it too much this week, but you have any thoughts?
No, just keep it civil forever going over there. Okay, we don't need no more bad anybody getting arrested in your own town.
Nah. Yeah,
So keep it
that's not
civil
good. We
and
do not need a Julio Urias moment. All Dodger
oh
players stay the
no.
fuck away from LAFC.
No, go actually. So that stadium can be bad juju stadium over there. No, it'll be good. It's gonna be a fun week. It's gonna be stressful Saturday, so we'll see how it goes. But it's gonna be good. Yeah, looking forward to it. All right, well, I'm pushing buttons here. Sorry. Mike, where can I find you?
You can go ahead and find me on Twitter at CFC Michael with all of your outlandish and unruly Twitter takes, because I will probably entertain you because I got time.
Chris, no one's found you yet.
No one's found me yet, but C907 and like Monsters Inc. I'm always watching.
All right, I'm Count Sean 786 signing off. We'll see you on the other side of Old Chocolate. Peace.